We are going. We're going into week two of our pick'ems this week, Blake.
I was trying to figure out where you were going with that one.
I was going. That's all. That's
you
all.
Were going, going. Oh, wait, no, literally, there he goes.
Yeah, there he goes. There he goes.
There he goes!
Hey, well, that was a baseball reference. Baseball's kind of coming to an end. They're in their final month of baseball. God. Playoffs are going to be starting next month. NASCAR playoffs are starting up, but we'll talk about that a little bit on Saturday. But now we got week two in pick'ems. Yeah. NFL, first week for NFL. But we'll get to those in a minute. Let's go ahead and start off with our NCAA football games. Last week, I took two losses from the Oregon and Auburn game, where Auburn stunned Oregon there at the end. And then you had I picked USF to beat Wisconsin, and I clearly...
I still don't see where your logic was with this.
I clearly got clobbered right in the mouth by Lady Luck there. So
Lady Luck, a 49 and nothing.
She fucking just smacked me around. She's like, yeah, I'm not going to help you out.
She's like, sorry.
Sorry, not today.
Sorry, bub.
Real quick, I do want to thank Christian again last week for joining us. So that was a lot of fun to have him. We'll have to have him on again.
We're going to have
him. And include him a little bit more.
Yeah.
Situation.
I don't know. It's just some things just can't talk about.
Yeah. Because he doesn't pay attention to sports as much as we do. So.
Yeah.
But
we're
anyways,
well-rounded.
We are. We're an overall good circle of bunch of bullshit. I think it's us. Circle of bullshit.
Is that what we're going with?
Yeah. I guess so.
All right.
First game, Blake. What do you got?
If this damn thing will fucking
load. Cincinnati and Ohio State.
Cincinnati and Ohio State.
That's obviously going to be the first one.
Ooh.
So, Ohio State showed some strength last week.
28 points in the first 8 minutes.
But then at the end of the game, they kind of
fell off. And to their defense.
Did they just start out maybe too hot though? Like, could that been a problem?
I think it was because Ryan Day was trying to try to do some other shit. Or something different.
Exploring.
Basically, he knew that they were going to win this game. He knew.
Because jumping into another sport, NASCAR, you tend to see teams do that. Like, if a team wins, they're guaranteed a spot in the NASCAR playoffs. Mm-hmm. So you'll see these crew chiefs and you'll see these teams try other things to try to help them win more races or to use later in the season. They might, you know, there's no pressure for them.
Right.
So when there was 28, like you said, 28-0 lead in the first...
Exactly, like it's for every sport.
Yeah, at that point, it's just like, okay, whatever, we can try something.
It's like baseball, soccer, same thing.
Exactly.
Once you win so many games, and if you know you're guaranteeing going to win against, God forbid, Florida Atlantic University, you're going to try and experiment a little if you go up huge within the first 8 minutes.
A lot of people said that game last week may have made Florida Atlantic, if anything, better. So.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it made them better because they got time to adjust and time to... look at different things.
I think it's a top five school.
Yeah. I've got the NFL games ready, so.
Okay. Cincinnati, Ohio State.
I'm taking Ohio State either way.
Yeah. I'm still going to take Ohio State on this.
It's going to be a lot closer than what we think.
But I really think Ohio State's going to pull it. I'll give you a score on this one, okay? I think Ohio State's going to win it 35-24 over Cincinnati.
Really? Cincinnati had 4 takeaways yesterday, but it was against a very bad Cal team.
Yeah.
They only won by 10. Like, I think it was 34-24, I think, off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But they
Cal's
they
defense,
put,
though,
they
is,
put
is
the,
pretty,
they put
is
up close
strong.
To the same numbers that Ohio State did.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and Cal's,
like, totals-wise.
Cal's no sleeper team. They are part of that Pac-12, so it's like...
But they haven't been as great as they have been in the last recent years. So.
Right. So we both chose Ohio State in that one.
I'm picking Ohio State at least 34-14, at least.
I see Ohio State maybe doing something at least decent on that. I don't see them jumping out to a kind of like last week. I predicted them to be slow and then just whoop them. They did the exact opposite. They whooped them and then kind of stumbled off.
This is going to be more methodical.
So our second game is
West Virginia at Missouri.
I'm going to go Missouri on this one.
I think
Missouri is going to take it to West Virginia.
I think I might have to agree with you on that one.
I can't pick
the way West Virginia played against JMU.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think West Virginia can stand up to the SEC right now.
No, I would say Missouri probably 30.
It's still going to be close. I'm going to say.
I don't think it's going to be close.
Oh, it's still going to be close.
34-13. Missouri beats West Virginia. I don't think West Virginia's.
I'm going to say 28-21.
West Virginia. I watched some of their game clips the other day, and they look like a lost puppy. Like,
I'm going to say it's West Virginia is going to lose 28-21 to Missouri.
Okay.
Ooh, this is a big game. This is going to be a good game. Number 12 Texas A&M at number 1 Clemson.
Yes, it will. I still think Clemson's going to get it done.
I still think Clemson's going to win. It's going to be at least by double digits.
I'm going to say Clemson's going to win at 42-21, but I do think Texas A&M will give them a run for their money in the second. I would say in the second quarter. I think Clemson might come out just
a little sluggish with Texas, with Texas A&M.
I think they'll put like a 17-0 lead at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then Texas A&M's going to close the gap. It's going to make it close, and then Clemson's just going to go run away in the second half. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it still could be.
I feel like it's going to be the Texas Tech game in 2008. Yeah. Texas A&M just goes and blows the brakes off.
That was when Colt McCoy was still at Texas. Yep.
Colt McCoy and I can't remember the Texas Tech quarterback, Michael Crabtree. Yep. I think it's going to be like that, but it's going to be more along the lines of Clemson's going to bounce to a huge lead early on.
Mm-hmm.
And then A&M's going to come out in the second half and kind of be like, okay, we got to fix our shit.
Kind of like what FAU did to Ohio State.
But pretty much, but they're still going to lose either way.
Kinda,
I mean,
kind of like FAU did to Ohio State.
I'm saying it's going to be 42. I'm going to say it's going to be 42-24 either way. But
42-24 for you, 42-21 me. We both pick Clemson to win.
Yeah. Number six, LSU at number nine, Texas.
That's
going to be a good game.
This is going to be a good game.
I hate Texas with a fucking burning passion.
Yes.
I'm picking LSU. I got to go with Joe Burrow on this one. LSU's going to win it.
I think Texas is going to keep it close all the way to the fourth quarter, and then they're going to stumble. They're going to do what Texas does.
Yep.
Texas is going to do what Texas does, and they're going to stumble, and LSU is going to win it.
Yeah, I'm saying 34-20.
I say 31-28 LSU.
34-20 LSU.
Good pick.
34.
Bold with the double digits, but
because I just don't think Texas defense is really that good yet.
No.
I don't know what the score was for their game Saturday. If they even played.
They did.
I can't remember who they played.
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I don't have my laptop.
But if I sit there and if you go off of how many what they've done in recent years, I'm doubting it.
Yeah.
I'm doubting it's going to be close. Because their defense has been kind of Swiss cheese like.
A little lackluster.
Yeah.
To say the least.
They want to sit there and they want to promote it, but then they're like, oh, we're just going to give you, we're just going to blue ball you all year.
Mm-hmm. And Texas had a problem keeping leads last year.
Yes, very badly.
I
think Texas might pounce on them quick early on with that with their offense, but I don't think their defense can keep up.
Keep up with LSU?
No, because the SEC's got so many strong, fast people on that offense that Texas doesn't have.
It's gonna be a good game. But two top 10 teams battling it out. I think this is the first time that two top 10 teams have battled it out all year. So
this is the big one.
Next one was
Cal at number 14, Washington.
Yeah, this was a
this is kind of just a
California's got a really, really good defense, as I stated before.
I'm picking Washington by the way.
But I still think Washington's gonna win it. I still think Washington will win it. I'm gonna say 38-24. I think it's gonna be a 14-point win.
I'm picking Washington 38-14.
Okay. 24-point win. So you 24s. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And 14. And last week we had five games. This week we have six games. The sixth game is
number 23, Stanford at USC. Well, let me just iterate something. Stanford was not ranked going into this. Were they ranked going into this past week?
I do not believe so.
I think they were.
I think their quarterback is still out with a head injury.
But
USC's got a true freshman and under center.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not a true freshman anymore. He's a sophomore. His last year was his freshman year.
I'm pretty sure he's a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Last year was his freshman year. Positive. But I'm picking. I don't know.
I'm picking USC for the upset.
I don't know. This is kind of one of those this is one of those games where I knew. Okay,
what makes you happy that you're undefeated in pick'ems?
Going last week and doing the Auburn Oregon game. That one kind of was like. Okay, it's obviously gonna be this way. I have a feeling that it's going this way.
It almost didn't, though.
It almost didn't, but
.
Lady Luck was on my side there.
That was good.
But
9 seconds left, scored a touchdown.
9 seconds left. I was thinking it was gonna be a field goal. They were just gonna win it and just make it close. Game over. No, they fucking scored.
See, I thought it was gonna be the other way around. I thought Oregon would do that to Auburn, but
yeah. Right. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm kind of on the borderline right now with USC and Stanford, because I think Stanford was ranked if they weren't, or if they if I'm correct, Stanford was ranked last week. Yes, they were ranked 25.
Okay, so they were in the top.
But the only reason they moved up was they beat
a lot of the top 25 had very, very easy teams. They beat
a very blotchy Northwestern team by 10. By 10. USC, Texas beat Louisiana Tech 45-14. Go figure. I'm trying to.
USC is unranked, and I think they were unranked going in.
Yeah, they're unranked. They're heavily unranked right now. Because this is basically their head coach's like make or break year, just like Harbaugh's make or break year. If they don't produce, then it's over.
Hopefully, Harbaugh will break.
I hope Harbaugh fucking chokes on a fucking dick. And like,
wouldn't that be some shit if like he came in as like an assistant to Ryan Day? Like,
if he does, I will not be okay with that.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't either, but I think it'd be pretty funny. Like,
I mean, I think it'd be pretty funny too, but. I just don't think that would ever happen. I'm trying to see if I can get it to pull up, but ESPN, if there's anything that I have to tell you, fix your damn website. Make it a little bit easier.
And your app.
Yeah.
That.
Because I'm trying to go to week one, and it won't let me go to week one.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm siding with you. I'm going with USC.
USC for the upset?
I don't know. See, I'm still kind of on the fence right now. With USC and Stanford.
I think USC is going to be strong enough to beat Stanford.
I think USC can do it.
But I think...
As long as Stanford plays the way they did against Northwestern.
I'm going to say it's
going to
be...
And that was a bad Northwestern defense,
I'm
going to
say it's
going to
be 24-17.
I'm almost...
USC
I'm almost,
over Stanford.
I'm almost picking it to be, like, close. Like, super close. Like, it's going to be low scoring. I'm thinking it's going to be... 21... No. 21-20. USC.
Okay.
Stanford tries to come in late with two field goals from 14 down to go up to 20. Miss a late field goal or
okay.
ran out of time
so,
or something.
So Stanford shoots himself in the foot. That's what you're predicting.
I'm picking Stanford's going to shoot himself in the foot. That's the only way that USC is going to win this game is if Stanford shoots themselves in the foot.
Now we're going to add on to this. We're going to add on to our pick-ems.
The NFL
kicks off as of this recording tonight.
Mind you, our fantasy football league, we all just are a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yeah,
fucking Dylan tried to trade me Melvin Gordon for Zeke like halfway through the week last week, or this week, and I didn't take it like a dumbass. And then Zeke gets signed.
I really didn't think Zeke was going to get signed. He literally got signed literally at the last minute.
7 o'clock on yesterday morning, he got signed. And I was like, thank you. But then I should have picked you.
Yep.
I should have fucking traded it.
I tried to pursue him, and then I'm like, and then Dylan's like, I'm still in for trade offers. I'm like, yeah, that ship has sailed.
Well, the thing was, too, is like, he was just giving him away. Like, he literally was going to trade him. Zeke.
Oh, he wasn't going to do it for me. He was trying to get Julio and Juju Smith work.
He literally just wanted Melvin Gordon for mine.
Yeah.
Like, he literally wanted Melvin Gordon for Zeke.
He was trying to screw me, but I wasn't going
to let him. That was literally what he tried to do. And then whenever I offered it to him, like, a couple days later, he fucking goes in the group chat and he goes, yeah, Blake just offered me Melvin Gordon for Zeke. I'm like, motherfucker, you just offered it to me twice.
That's funny. That's funny.
Like, fuck you.
That's funny.
All right,
game I believe is Bears and Packers. Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football.
All right.
See, this is where I start getting. This is where I start sucking because college I can do. NFL is where I start getting a little bit of gray area.
Yeah, this is the very first week, so we don't really know how anybody's going to do. I'm going to say Chicago is going to win, and it's going to be a close game.
I'm going Green Bay.
I'm going Chicago.
Green Bay.
All right, now we move on to the Sunday games.
Let's just start down the line.
All right.
1 o'clock games. The Los Angeles Rams at the Carolina Panthers.
Oof.
I think it's at the Carolina Panthers. I'm not going to pull these up individually.
Yeah, it is. Bottom team is home. Top team is away.
Okay.
I'm going to say Los Angeles is going to win this one.
I'm saying the Rams, too.
I don't think the Panthers are going to win. I'm sorry.
Which sucks because Christian McCaffrey is my running back this week. And if he loses, I'm going to be sad.
Yeah, that Rams defense, I think, is going to be
too good. That's going to hurt. But
Aaron Donald could just stuff him sometimes.
The Los Angeles Rams had the worst rush defense last season.
That's a good point.
They had a really, 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 really bad
Panthers can't run. Panthers can't run all the time.
And that's true. But they also have.
But the Rams also picked up Clay Matthews, I believe. I believe.
I don't think so. I don't think they've officially done it yet.
See, I thought they did. Mm-hmm. All right. Next
game. So we did LA Rams and Carolina Panthers. Let's go. Tennessee Titans at the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh, Cleveland.
I'm picking the Cleveland Clowns.
Yeah,
Cleveland Clowns, because I need Cleveland's defense to fucking get me points this week.
I mean,
only fucking 6 points behind Sam, and I swear to God, if he beats me, I'm gonna never live it down.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Browns on this. I think it's the year of the Cleveland Browns to win the division this year. So that's a bold statement. No. Dylan and I still have a $20 bet that we made
next year. So give him next year. So we're both going with Cleveland.
Yep.
You went Green Bay, I went Chicago. Okay. Baltimore at Miami.
Baltimore's going to win. I don't think Miami is a stable team.
And Lamar Jackson's my starting quarterback this week, I kind of need him to step up.
You need him.
He had the highest point spread of quarterbacks that I have. So.
He was a very, very big time player last year. I think the problem with Baltimore was they put him in too late. Kind of like what Cleveland did with Baker Mayfield last year when Hugh Jackson was still a coach. For whatever reason, he didn't put Baker in to start from the get-go.
Well, because you didn't want to ruin him is what it was.
Well, yeah, but still, I still feel like Baker should have went in there first, and I still feel like Lamar Jackson went in there first, but you're also switching a whole entire offense.
But then here's the thing, though. Do you risk putting a brand-new quarterback in that barely knows the offense and basically setting him up for failure at that point, or do what they did and let them prosper late? Well,
if he still barely knows the offense by week one of the NFL season, you're a
I'm
shit.
I'm saying like in you're your, a I'm shit saying fucking like, coach. Are you talking like your freshman year, or are you talking like your first rookie year?
I'm talking about your first rookie year. You go into that week one of the regular season.
I'm saying okay.
If you go into week one of the regular season, you still don't really know that offense. You're still not comfortable with it. You got a shit coach because you got training camps after the draft.
Well, then how come Dwayne Haskins didn't get the starting quarterback job over? Keenum.
That baffles me. That fucking really baffles me.
It's because
Haskins not ready. Haskins did such a great job.
But he's not ready.
But with a team
Don't get me wrong. If you watched some of his preseason games,
I think there were passes
that were behind. There were passes that were late. There were passes that were over.
But I still think make Baker Mayfield over Tyrod Taylor any day of the fucking week. Tyrod Taylor?
Yes and no.
Especially
yes
after week one.
Physicality, yes. Experience, no. I would much rather go with the experience and lose than go with the fresh meat.
But then you think about players who came right out of college and went in starting positions.
Zeke. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of different with Zeke, back with running backs and quarterbacks.
And then you have Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was not a starter. He did not start his freshman year. He was behind Drew Bledsoe.
Bledsoe, that's right. You had I can't think of his name.
Drew Bledsoe
this year from he's playing. Kyler Murray.
Well, Kyler Murray's kind of going into a team that's rebuilding as it is anyway.
Baker Mayfield did last year. That team you cannot tell me the Browns last year were a team capable of winning games. Winning at least seven games last year.
No.
Until he took over.
There
were the team that...
There's no way.
And last year, Baker had less weapons than what he does this year.
Well, now here's the thing. Now we'll see how he is with more weapons on.
Odell, Jarvis.
With more egos.
Nick Chubb.
Ninjoku and shit.
I think Odell's going to set his ego aside. He's not no Antonio Brown.
That is true. Bitching over a fucking helmet and shit.
Yeah, and now he's like
screaming at GMs and
threatening to punch him.
I hope to God he's suspended for the first few games. That helps me out this week.
Yeah,
because one of Sam's wide receivers is Antonio Brown.
That's funny as hell. All right, next game from Cleveland in Tennessee to.
I was responding to a text.
Oh, you're fine.
It was. Okay, we did Ravens, Dolphins, Falcons at the Vikings.
Ooh.
I am picking the Falcons.
I would say the Vikings defense is decent. Their offense is decent. But I still like I still think Matt Ryan is still hitting some good strides here. And I think Julio, one of my wide receivers.
Right.
I still think.
But I'm not starting Atlanta's Matt Ryan offense this week.
Is strong. Now, I will say this. I don't think Atlanta's defense was as strong as it was a couple years ago.
By any stretch of the imagination. I just couldn't start Matt Ryan this week because of Minnesota's defense.
Yeah.
Now, I'm more comfortable with putting Baltimore. I'm putting Lamar Jackson against Miami's defense, but I'm less okay with putting Matt Ryan against Minnesota's defense.
I'm gonna go Atlanta.
I'm going Atlanta as well. Buffalo at the New York Jets. this is literally like the toilet bowl.
Yeah, the less of two evils. I'm gonna go with the Jets.
I'm going with the Jets.
Too. I think Sam Darnold is gonna find his rhythm this year. I think Joe and I we talked about this a couple times. Sam Darnold, I think he's going to do a lot better than he did last year.
Right.
And then he's got Le'Veon Bell to help take some of the pressure off. So, I think the Jets.
Pressure.
Got it. Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, I'm going New York as well.
The Jets as well.
Washington at Philadelphia. Philadelphia. As much as I hate to say it, and as much as I hate it, it pains me to say it, mm-hmm. I have to go with Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I have to.
I would say Philadelphia's going to win this one as well. I think.
I just don't think the Skins have anything to really.
No,
they're not gonna be very good this year.
No,
they're probably a 7-8 win team this year.
I would say a 9. I would say
a very hesitant 9.
Yeah,
very hesitant.
Yeah, I would say Philadelphia.
It's gonna be Dallas and Philadelphia running the NFC East.
Oh yeah, now that Dallas has got Zeke back, it's gonna be. Yeah, Dallas should be in the playoff talks.
And now they have Randall, and Dallas has Randall Cobb now.
Yep, Randall Cobb. So, Randall Cobb was good back.
He's gonna be a slot guy, I think, from what I heard. But yeah, we're both going to Philly. We did the Rams, Carolina, Kansas City at Jacksonville.
Well, I tell you, I need Pat Mahomes to do good because he's my quarterback.
Well, I kind of don't want Pat Mahomes to do well. Sorry.
Even though
you're last in the league with Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, well, Pat Mahomes, Julio, and Juju. Like, I'm still last.
No, actually, technically, Joe's last.
Yeah, Joe's last now. Yeah.
Because he traded that horrible trade with Dylan.
I think that was a good trade. I think Baker's going to outperform Kyler Murray. Baker has more weapons than Kyler Murray does.
But why would Dylan take that?
Because Dylan added up numbers that mean absolutely nothing.
Right.
Kyler is very, very hyped up. He's very good on the ground. I think he's going to be really good running. I think he's got that over Baker. But when it comes to weapons,
I don't think he has it over Baker.
I think when you have defensive linemen coming out and you need somebody trustworthy, I'd rather go at Odell and Jarvis Landry over having just Larry Fitzgerald and whoever else the other fucking receivers are.
Right.
So
the fucking quarterback coach.
But Kansas City is going to beat Jacksonville. Jacksonville's defense is not that great.
Kansas City. Yep. Indianapolis at the Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers.
Even without Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, and I would say even if Andrew Luck didn't retire, I would still pick the Chargers.
Right.
I think Phillip Rivers and his 7, 8, 11, 12 kids that he has. I think fatherhood's keeping him busy.
his 8 kids.
Yeah, I think he's...
Joe, Jim, Jack, Don, and Jesse.
Yeah, he's literally got like 11 kids or something like that. Right. So. But I think the Chargers are going to win.
Chargers, yes, I'm also on that one. Let's go.
I can't wait till you get to the game that I'm just going to like completely.
Cincinnati at Seattle.
Seattle's going to win. Cincinnati's
favored by 9.5.
Yes, Cincinnati. They should be higher than that because Cincinnati is not their offensive
line. I should probably give the point spread for this just to see where
their offensive line is not going to hold. That defensive line, right. Especially with what's his name being traded there,
right?
Clown or is it no?
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah,
I think he went to. Yeah, he did.
Seattle.
Yeah, even though that you said that even Madden wouldn't have even taken that trade that they gave.
Yeah, him, yeah, yeah. Isn't that some strange shit?
It's stupid. But kind of backtracking a minute. Chicago's favored by 3.5. Cleveland's favored by 5.5. Baltimore's favored by 6.5. Minnesota's favored by 4.5, so we're going against the spread there. The Jets are favored by 3. Philadelphia is favored by 10.
Damn.
The Rams are favored by 2. Kansas City's favored by 3.5. The Chargers are favored by 6.5. And Seattle's favored by 9.5.
Like I said, now, I feel like still feel like it should be higher than that because Cincinnati's offensive line.
Right.
I'm telling you, we lost... Kevin Zeitler, we lost Clint Bowling. Like, those were two, like, staples in our offensive line that had been with the organization for a while. When you lose that kind of leadership and veterans to this offensive line that we got now, right. I mean, we got Billy Price, Michael Jordan, two Buckeyes, but I still
don't right. know. It's but not gonna work out. The league has two of the highest paid Buckeyes in the right now, Zeke and Michael Thomas.
Yep.
So.
It pays to be a Buckeye.
It does. My game for this week, the New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys.
Now
Dallas is favored by 7.
Now I'm going to assume that this is updated after Zeke signed.
Yes, I'm going Dallas.
I'm going to go Dallas. I really
no way.
Now I do have Daniel Jones on my bench because I do feel like
Daniel Jones.
Because I have a feeling he's going to be put into a role. They're going to kick Eli right out. Like the Giants are going to eat their words of saying Eli's our quarterback.
And they're also going to tell all the NFL fans to go fuck themselves because they drafted Daniel Jones instead of Dwayne Haskins. And
yeah, Daniel Jones, man, I'm telling you,
that was a shocker.
He was impressive in preseason. His numbers were
astronomical. You got to think that was preseason.
Preseason or not,
let him go against some
preseason or not. He wasn't. He did better than Dwayne. Like, it's just
let him go against some of the number one the starting defenses and see how he does. Because a lot of the teams that he played against were second string, third string.
I still feel like he's better than
what I'm still going Dallas either way.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go Dallas.
Okay. Detroit at Arizona. Detroit. And Detroit's favored by 2.5.
I'm going to go Arizona on this. I think this really? Is the first game we're opposing.
Really?
I feel like...
Really?
I feel
no,
like,
this is the second game we're opposing.
Oh, is it? What was the first game?
I picked Green Bay.
Well, that's right. Yeah, this is the second game of our whole pick.
I can't go against Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, I could. See, the thing is with this game, I believe the Arizona Cardinals are going to have a little bit of a pep in their step. And I don't see Detroit being just... Like, Detroit is like one of those teams you could say they're good, but then they got to prove it, and they just haven't proved it yet.
They've never proved it.
So.
I'm going Detroit.
Arizona for me.
San Francisco at Tampa Bay. And get this. Tampa Bay is only favored by a singular point.
Seems fair.
Yeah.
Jimmy G has been off of his rocker.
James Winston's supposed to be having a good year this year.
So, I'm going to go...
Tampa Bay. Monday or Sunday night... by NBC. Pittsburgh at New England, and New England is favored by 5.5. I think it should be a little closer
than that, in my opinion. Now, when it comes down to it, I hate the Steelers through and through, but I don't want to...
I hate both of them.
But I don't want to see New England win. So, I hope Pittsburgh wins because I hate Tom Brady and I hate the Steelers.
Right.
And I hate the Patriots. And
I don't know.
God, there's just so much I hate about this game. So,
but
and I hate the Patriots are raising their banner again. So,
but we have to go impartial and unbiased. I'm going New England, even though I hate New England.
I'm gonna go New England, but I think it's gonna be closer than what ESPN is saying it's gonna be.
I'm going New England.
I think it's gonna be not even a two full possession game. I think it's gonna be maybe 10 points.
It's gonna. Yeah. I'm going New England. Sorry. Monday night games. Houston at New Orleans. New Orleans is favored by 7.
Yeah, Houston's defense really, really came along last year, but they had Clowney.
They lost J.J. on Clowney this year.
So, for whatever reason, they traded
him. And Lamar Miller, their running back, is hurt this year.
So, yeah.
I'm going New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Handily.
And I have Drew Brees on my bench, so I don't know if I might switch him in instead of, what's his name?
I have no Holmes. Saints on my
so
on my team this year.
Yeah, I wanted Michael Thomas, but
Sam stole him.
So
yeah, right.
Final game for our week two of pickles.
Monday night football. Denver at Oakland, and Denver is favored by 2.
Because that changed due to Antonio Brown's possible suspension.
Denver.
I still think.
I think without Antonio Brown. I kind of think now is Marshawn Lynch still playing with Oakland anymore?
No, but they did get somebody from Carolina, or no, not from Carolina. They got somebody from they got a receiver from what's his name? I can't think of his name, but he's a slot receiver. He's a damn good receiver, and I think he's in like his 7th year in the NFL. I can't think of his fucking name.
I can't think of his name either.
I think he's gonna. I think he'll do well with Derek Carr. Kind of help take some pressure off of him.
Because isn't it? It's
And I also think Oakland. This is their last home opener in Oakland. I think they're gonna have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. I'm gonna go Oakland. It's gonna be close. But I'm gonna go Oakland. With or without Antonio Brown.
I don't know. This is kind of one of those. This is again one of those kind of toss ups here. Fuck.
I just don't see where Denver's got enough weapons. But they also got Joe Flacco now. So
Denver does?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Joe Flacco's in playing in Denver now. So
is he the starter?
Yes. Yes. Flacco's a good quarterback when he wants to be.
Right. I'm going.
But I'm still going Oakland.
I'm going Oakland.
Oakland it is. I'm going Oakland. So that was our week two of pick'ems. There's a lot of games that are gonna fluctuate our records. we went even for the most part.
I'm more worried about my college records.
I think we had two games.
Two games.
Yeah,
two Chicago games. And Green Bay and then Detroit and
Arizona.
Yeah.
So that's it for that.
I'm not high on Kyler Murray. Is why.
I'm not either, but I still believe that Arizona's better than Detroit. So
right.
But it's gonna be a lot of fun. Football is back, and we will be back for part two of this episode
on Saturday.
So
yep. That's if Blake gets his car troubles fixed.
Hopefully. So week two's done, man. I'm excited, and also this weekend is the Brickyard 400. Since we're just kind of staying in the sports realm.
We have Star Wars this weekend to talk about.
Star Wars will be our main subject of discussion this week. Including a couple Star Wars games was announced on Switch. They had the Jedi Academy or whatever. So, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. So, anyways, for Austin
and Blake.
We thank you guys so much for tuning in for our second week of Pick'ems. We'll see how we go. Don't forget, you guys can go on our Facebook page, the iAdmires Download, and you can participate along. Just grab yourself a clean copy.
We'll post a clean game sheet on there of the games, NFL and college.
Yeah, it should be shortly after this recording's posted.
Right
before Thursday Night Football starts. So
yes. And we'll keep you all updated on our fantasy leagues after the end of this week.
Yes, that's going to be a lot of fun.
And see where we're at on Saturday.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I can't wait.
I'm excited.
All right, until Saturday, we'll see you guys.
See ya.